Essentially, it's about culture, the culture of Krishna bhakti or Krishna consciousness. Now, the culture includes dress and music and food and festivals and other aspects of a culture. So, of course, Krishna consciousness or bhakti is an eternal truth. Is still there's a culture that supports this bhakti or eternal truth of Krishna bhakti or Krishna consciousness. The philosophy of Krishna bhakti is not an abstract philosophy. The eternal principles of Krishna bhakti and service to Krishna, they manifest in a culture. Krishna, Ram, and all the other avatars appeared eternally in a traditional Indian setting, which scholars call the Vedic Age. So what does it mean when we read or we hear that there's no difference between Bhava Vrindavan and Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual sky? And that Krishna's pastimes are eternal. It means that Krishna is doing the same things he did in India, with the exception of killing demons, which he doesn't do in the spiritual world. So for Krishna's associates, there's no difference between pastimes of Krishna on earth and pastimes in Goloka. They don't have any idea that they came to earth and went back to Goloka. What is the meaning of meditating on Astakalila? He wears the same dress here that he wears there. Here he wears yellow dhoti and yellow chadar. In the spiritual world he wears yellow chadar and yellow dhoti. He eats the same food here, has the same ego, same friends, same cows, same house. So it's Vedic culture and Vedas are eternal. But modern people are critical of that. They say it's Indian culture. It's not Indian culture at all. It's basically a society of a spiritual world. It's called a culture of Vrindavan, eternal spiritual culture, spiritual society. It's what it's based on. You can call it Vedic, you can call it Vedic society, Vedic culture, you can call it Indian culture, Indian society. You call it Braj culture, Braj society. It's based on relationships, submission, service, renunciation, sacrifice, and tapasya. Western, so-called Western culture, or modern society, even modern India society, is based on different values and different relativistic material values like individualistic attitude, enjoyment, sense pleasure, and the idea that this is the only life. It's almost impossible to understand the message of Krishna bhakti without some experience of the culture in which it was enacted. The point is, whether you're an Indian person or non-Indian, You can be born anywhere and live anywhere and do whatever you do. But to understand any school of Vedic theology, you need to grasp Vedic culture. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.